Welcome back. So this is the first of the segment. Okay, let's just, you know, let's just dive right in it. Let's not waste no time no more. Let's just get into it. The question on my mind that I want to convey to y'all, who are you? You know, I want to start off on a serious note. Okay. I want this segment, I want this, you know, this season to reflect a lot of components. I mean, some real issues that we all, including myself sometimes, are neglecting. And the question is, who are you? Like when you in the mirror, when you step out the shower or when you in the shower or in the car, like, who's that person? You know, we spend so much of time on social media, doing so much of research on everybody. I'm pretty sure right now, if I sat down with you and asked you about whoever's famous or whoever's trending, you can tell me their whole life story. Fuck, like you can tell me the latest TV show right now. But if I sit there and ask you who you are, you probably look at me like a deer in the headlights, like, what the hell are you talking about? And that's, ooh, that's a real issue. Because if you out here trying to accomplish, if you out here trying to find a partner, if you're just out here, I would hope that you have some type of sense of who you are. Now, I know that's a loaded question. You know, who am I? You know, I'm Tyreek. You know, I'm a father. You know, I'm a provider. I'm a protector. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a health professional. You know, I'm a filmmaker, a film director. I'm a creator. But that's the stuff that I do. See, I ask this question to a lot of people, who are you? And normally it's always, you know, respond with, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm such and such. Or they describe what they do for work. You know, I'm a teacher. I'm a lawyer. I'm a doctor. I'm a health professional. I'm in medical, whatever. I'm like, no, these are all the things that you do. But who are you? You know, we kind of get lost in the world and the day-to-day tasks of just living. We forgot who we are, you know, and it took me a while to really find out. And I mean, truly find out who am I? You know, yes, I am a father. Yes, I am a provider. I'm a caregiver. But there's so much of stuff to me that I had to truly find and dig deep inside to make me, Tyreek, the great person that I am, come out and shine. And one of the things that I had to basically face is also my demons. Now, a lot of people don't want to, you know, do this type of homework. Is you got to look yourself in the mirror and look at the good and the ugly, you know, the good traits about yourself and also your demons. I have a lot of vices. I have a lot of things that I definitely push deep down inside, and I fight daily, and I mean daily, to keep them pushed down. And sometimes they might come up at bay. And sometimes a lot of my loved ones might get the brunt of it. You know, one of my biggest issues is my anger problem. I don't have anger management issues, but I am a very quick reactor by nature. I am so quick. And that is a trigger, or technically that's a trauma response based off my childhood. See, I had to look at, why am I angry? Why am I always fighting? It's because, I mean, I'm going to be real. I'm not going to like bullshit y'all, but being a black man in America, for the most part, it's not the most easiest fucking task in the world. So I did develop a lot of a reactive type of personality, but I also know that I can't always react. I can't always snap at people when they ask me questions or they are curious. You know, there's a lot of people that ask questions genuinely wanting to know. And then there's others that, you know, trying to be an asshole and just trying to think that they're better than you. This is why they're asking you questions, to see basically if you can hold up in their standards, you know, or to their standards, you know, trying to compare you. And I had a lot of that growing up. Actually, I still have a lot of that now. So when people do ask me multiple questions, I tend to, I need to think before I speak. I need to look myself in a mirror as I'm talking and try to assess the situation and say, is this person genuine or is this person trying to attack my character? And if that's the case, instead of reacting, I just, you know, just nicely just, you know, kind of walk away or give them a very short answer, but very politely. And then you say, excuse me, I have to, you know, go about my day, depending on the situation. But that took a lot. That took a lot for me to truly figure out who's that person, you know, because I can easily like fall into that angry person, be that angry black guy, you know, it's very easy. But I don't want to be labeled as that. You know, I can basically get on here and talk with a slang and, you know, do that whole yo-yo, what's it going on? Like, but that's not me. That is far from me. There's so many levels to me. And just in the last, 2 to 3 years, I allowed the world to really see it. And it's sad because, yo, I think I'm the dopest shit that was ever born. And I'm not trying to be cocky or arrogant, but I believe that's what it is, man. Like, I believe that I am great, and I will hope that everybody that's listening feels the same way about yourself. And if you don't, like, this is basically where we at. Who are you? We spend so much of time on comparing ourselves, and I mean comparing ourselves from our height to our skin color, especially, you know, we do that a lot, especially about our weight, you know, how we present ourselves, how we talk, you know, how we walk, what type of car we drive, what type of school we come to. Everything is like a competition. Like, oh, I went to this school. Oh, I went to this school. Oh, I got these Jordans. Oh, I got these. Like, everything don't have to be a fucking competition. Like, I don't understand why we feel like we always have to one up somebody. And sometimes it's so ingrained in us that we don't even know that we're doing it. And that's the scary shit. Is you can be in a conversation with somebody and it's just going back and forth about your story versus that person's story. You know, what you have, what the other person have, you know, what you went through, what the other person went through. But very few times or very rare that you can sit down and converse with somebody and actually truly enjoy their conversation and really get something from it versus making it feel like this is the competition. So again, I keep asking these questions. Who are you? Not what you do, but who are you? Because for me, I am a person that loves to create. I love music. I love art. By all means, I love art. I love musicals. You know, I just found recently, I can't say recently, it had been the last almost by 5 years now, that I like country music. And I'm not afraid to say it. Like, I was never afraid to say it, but I didn't know that I actually like country music. Or, sorry, like, before I get bashed on the type of genre of country music. Like, I think I like the new age pop country music, like Sam Hunt, King Brown, Luke Combs. Like, these are the people that I like. So I can't really say country because I believe there's a different line. And I don't want to get into that. And I don't want to, you know, pretty much take this into a country segment because this is not what it's supposed to be like. So, but again, I'm going to keep saying it. Who are you? If I was sitting here face to face with you and we was talking about who we are as a person, can you genuinely give me an answer? Or would you have to sit there and think about or give me the same answer of what you do for work? Because what you do for work doesn't make who you are. You make what you do. Okay. I don't know if you understand that. Like, one thing that I find, especially in the education system, more so for pretty much educators, that when I ask them, what do? They say, I'm a teacher. I'm a fourth grade teacher. I'm a principal. I'm the title. And they love the title. You know, a person, check this out. And again, I might be calling out somebody, so or a large group of people. So I do apologize. But I notice any single time a person announce their title of what they do, they have no substance on who they are as a person. I know that was kind of deep. Let me try to break that down a little bit. I'm not bashing teachers, but I see it a lot in the education field. So if a person be like, hey, I'm a teacher, yada, 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 for this particular school, when they introduced themselves, I didn't ask you what you do. I asked you your name. When they get defensive, it's because deep down inside, they feel like shit because they don't know how to answer that. And the first response is being disrespectful, or that person being disrespectful to them. And then now they're on the defense. And I mean, I see that a lot. I see that a lot with a lot of teachers. Depending on how that person is wording it, as in the other person is trying to ask them what they do, they definitely have to know how to word it in a way that it doesn't harm them or put them in the defense mode. So taking the time out and finding out who you are is super important, because you are not a title. You are not the person that goes to work all the time. There's so much more to you, but you just got to figure that out. You have to get out of that situation and learn how to navigate your new life. What's your new life? Well, the new life, or your new life, is the life that you start creating in your own image. Not a replica of something that somebody put a title on and you just put it over you as a blanket, because at the end of the day, you don't really know who you are. So the title just fits. So finding out who you are as a person, it's more important than anything in the world, because then nobody, and I say, I'm going to say this with conviction, nobody can take that away from you when you know yourself. And that's, oh my God, that's the most beautiful thing. When you know yourself, can't nobody destroy you. Can't nobody harm you. Can't nobody do you wrong, because you know who you are, the good and the bad. So if somebody comes up to you and says something that you don't like, you know how to actually respond. See, these are the things that we need to take time and invest in. And that's basically ourselves. And we do very little of that. But we can definitely invest in Netflix. I can't really say Netflix is big right now. We can definitely invest in TikTok. We can definitely invest in our phones. We can invest in pretty much everything else other than ourselves. And that's sad. That is so sad. We need to do better. So Here's what I want everybody to do. You know, everybody that's listening, check this out. I want you to first pass this on to whoever you think that needs to hear this, because like I said, I'm back and I'm giving you 120% of me. So I want everybody. I want your mom, your aunt, your sister, your brother, your everybody. I don't care. Even your bank teller, your barber, your hairstylist, yo. Just pass this over to everybody that you think that needs to hear this. And then what I want you to do for yourself is I want you to take down everything that you think that actually resembles a image of you. Now, let me paint it in a different way. Normally in our household, we have things, you know, that truly don't represent us. It's just something that we saw in somebody else's home, or we saw on TikTok, or we saw somewhere else. We got this consumer mindset. Buy, buy, give, give, give. So I want you to start on a blank canvas. And if you don't want to do that, I want you to take a piece of paper and I want you to, you know, put the headline myself, or who am I? Okay. And I want you to start listening, or sorry, I want you to start writing down at least 25 things that you think is good about yourself. 25 things. After that, you list the 25 things that you like about yourself. Pretty much that's what it is. I want you to, on the other column, I want you to list all the stuff that you don't like about yourself. And I want you to look at it. I don't want you to shy away. I don't want you to throw away. I want you to be honest. Like, this is the honest system right here. I want you to be honest with yourself. I want you to write down the good and the bad about yourself. And I want you to look at it. I want you to compare it. And I want you to actually go through, if you can remember, every relationship, friendship, you know, partnership, business relationship, like whatever a relationship aspect that you was in, and if a person said anything remotely close to anything on that paper, you put a number on it. I want you to tally up all these things that people said and all the stuff that obviously people don't say. I want you to put it in a different category. Now, the reason why I want you to tally up is because regardless of what you may believe, what you show people is who you are, the good and the bad. A lot of people don't want to admit the bad. So one major thing that a lot of people don't want to admit, that they complain a lot. If you've been in every relationship and every person in your relationship called you a complainer, yo, you got to fix facts that you might complain a lot. You might not want to hear that, but yo, that's facts. You complain. You got something to do about that. You can change it, or you can keep pretending that you don't complain a lot and then keep fucking up your relationship. That's your choice. Two, that's one thing. Here's a big thing. And this is for a lot of women. And I'm sorry to hit this because this might be hard, but a lot of women are curious on why they are not married yet. And what I'm about to say may hurt because most people don't want to hear it. So I'm going to say it anyway. You need to sit down with yourself and look at the piece of paper and look at this, like, all the, again, the good and the bad. Look at that. And I need you to sit there and say, if I was going to date myself, is these the traits that I want for my partner? And if you can say no, then you got your answer why you're not married yet. Like, and that's facts right there. Like, that's like the biggest blow for a lot of people to not want to deal with, is regardless if you write it down on paper or not, just sit there and ask yourself, with all, because you know yourself deep down inside, at the end of the day, with all the stuff that you do in your head, that some of the stuff don't come out, but all the shit that you do, can you say that you want to marry the person that you are for the rest of your life? And if you could say no, then why would somebody else want to marry you? Because it's not attractive. If you can't marry yourself, why would somebody else would? So it's been 20 minutes and I definitely didn't want to make it a 20 minute clip. So I do apologize, but I was having fun. Like, I really miss being on air. So I'm going to cut it off right now because I don't want to continue to keep going, because I could keep talking for another like 20 or even 30 minutes. So I got your homework. Okay. Obviously, I can't hold you accountable for it, but I hope that you actually follow through and do it. Remember, this is the year of being disciplined. Okay. If you want something different, you got to do something that you never done before. Remember that. That's classic 101, or pretty much psychology 101. If you ever want to do something, or if you ever want something that you never had before, you got to do something that you never done before. Okay. I'm just dropping jewels for you today. But like I said, do the homework, pass this along, and the next time I jump on air, we're going to get more into this. And yo, I appreciate the love, the support, and I'm going to keep saying it until I feel like y'all really feel me when I say this. I apologize for letting y'all down. I won't do that again. I will always be here until my dying day. It's not your boys, the men right now. I will continue to keep giving y'all exactly who I am as a person. So continue to keep rocking me, pass this on. And until next time, I'll talk to you.